Hi guys, it's Steph here. I just want to talk for a minute about Movember. If you don't know, during Movember, men grow and star mustaches to raise awareness of men's health issues. Men suck at acting on health issues, and the Movember Foundation is aimed at raising awareness and education of men's health to save lives. So please donate generously and groom spectacularly. On with the podcast! Hello and welcome to the Can Laughter Salon. Giving himself a tight perm is Mark.
Tighter! 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 Great, now I've got those leather trousers on, I can get on with the perm.
Conditioning is split ends, is Simon.
I knew I shouldn't have used this head and shoulders for lumberjacks.
And sweeping up the offcuts is me, Steph. Hi guys.
Hello.
How is everybody? It's national nighttime fire and death explosion night.
My favourite.
as a guy from work keeps calling it, bomby night.
Bomby night. That's terrible.
He is from Liverpool.
That's all right. Well, it's bonfire night. So first of all, I have to apologise. I've shut all the windows as best I can, but you might hear some pops.
Ditto.
I'm sorry.
There are just we did our best, but there will be hissy booms.
There will be hissy booms.
Mostly because we set off fireworks in our own flats.
Well,
It was actually suggested to me that I do that, and I thought no. Well, no, I said no. So, yeah, I am currently not setting alight any fireworks of any kind. Except the ones in my heart. Actually, that's probably a bad idea. I'll take them out. Okay.
So how have you been? Everybody happy?
I've had an interesting day at work. Well, the day at work was kind of all right. It was unboring. I'll just put that. But on the way home, I decided to take a different route home. And this is the second time I tried this route. It cuts underneath a couple of motorways and goes through a fair few country lanes. But I'm told that in certain pockets of heavy traffic on the route I normally take home, it is actually quicker. It was scary and not quicker. And yesterday when I tried this route, I missed a turning and had to go around an industrial estate. So, not currently convinced on it, but it was a nice diversion. And I decided to celebrate by having a McDonald's. I say celebrate. There wasn't much to celebrate, so I didn't have a very good celebration. I just got a
should
Big
have
Mac.
Bought a tub of celebration.
So you just ate a McDonald's?
I just ate a McDonald's. But yeah, it's not something I normally do, so I guess I felt the need to retroactively justify it. In a way other than, well, if I have this tomorrow and this Friday, I don't need to go food shopping until Saturday.
I used to do that on weekends, just order like two pizzas on a Friday and then I have to leave the house, buy food.
No, you see, the week, Saturday...
You,
well, the
you guys live the healthiest lives.
No, I have vegetables. Sometimes. I try to. I'm aware...
Of the tuber variety.
No, I'm aware that fruit and veg is largely lacking in my diet and I try to do something about it. Not much, admittedly, because I'm a terrible cook, but... I try to not eat just, you know... I try to avoid takeaway wherever possible. I've sort of limited myself to one takeaway a week since moving here, and for most weeks I've managed to stick to that. I haven't had a takeaway in, like, quite a few weeks. So, you know, since I got back from the week I spent back at my parents. So I decided to celebrate that streak by completely destroying it and having a scratty date.
Why is it people feel the need to do that? Like, there's a girl I went to high school with, and she, like... on Facebook today was like, you know, I've ruined like all 3 weeks of hard work of not smoking by smoking. Oh, well, might as well celebrate with having another cigarette. It's just like, you're doing so well. Why?
Well, yeah, but like, it's not as if we have an issue. Like, I wasn't drinking for a month and a bit, and I had a drink at the weekend. It's not that I think I have an issue
no,
with drinking.
No, but you weren't.
Just like,
were you celebrating the fact you'd not been drinking by drinking, and thus ruining?
No,
the,
I was
the
just like,
oh,
treat, drink.
It's more like, if you're trying to go cold turkey on something.
Are you more annoyed with the turn of phrase?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, it's just like, because you're not really celebrating not smoking by smoking.
Well,
you're just relapsing. You know, it's not really a celebration so much as a failure.
just general fucking up.
Yeah. I just cocked up at life.
So, yeah, don't go to McDonald's.
In general.
It was also a really difficult McDonald's to get to because it's just off an A road but you've kind of got to do a lot of wiggly bits to get to it. It's like it's just off an A road, but you've got to turn off the A road onto a proper road, and then turn off that kind of at a 180 degree turn, and then there's a 90 degree turn, and then there's like suddenly there's like parking bays on your left if you don't want to go around the drive through, which I didn't want to.
It's just a sign that is screaming parking bays.
Yeah, I wish it was just like, your car goes here.
Just in park here.
Just a giant 400 point impact. Oh, one day. That's why I need to open my own restaurant, just to do that. I don't care about the food. As far as I'm concerned, we'll just buy Burger King in and resell it. I just want 200 point impact on the car parking sign. Anyway, the lesson here is don't go into business with me to run a restaurant. Mark, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just picturing your restaurant is now called Car Park in massive letters. And just thusly confusing everyone.
Yeah, people turn up for free parking like, I have to eat here? Yeah, it's called Car Park, but there's no parking.
Now, that would actually be quite a good restaurant, thinking about it. Yeah. Like a drive-in restaurant that's actually just a massive, like, converted car park. And you just kind of, you drive in, and you kind of, you have your food in your car, and you like, but it has, like, the interior of a restaurant, so it feels like you're in a restaurant in your car.
So basically, it's like a car park, except it's even more, it smells even more like petrol fumes because there's inadequate ventilation.
Okay, so maybe you're going to get some carbon monoxide poisoning as well, but...
So it's basically a restaurant for hungry people who are indeterminately suicidal. Oh, do you want to go into business and open this restaurant?
No!
You can have your massive car park sign and we can start... No, that's just... I was going to say serving suicidal people, but that's what Switzerland's for.
We are not opening a drive-thru
Dignitas. That's terrible. Shame on you.
God, drive-thru Dignitas. That's just... Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be the pastor.
Hello, welcome to Dignitas.
How am I doing your next?
Was that just the sound of a robot arm that comes out and breaks your neck?
Yeah.
All right.
Crack. Move on.
Like I said, you would have to be the passenger. If you're the driver, it's just going to cause a block-up.
Yeah. Someone's going to have to get
just before
out.
You pull in, we're going to Burger King. Just swap seats with me.
Has Dignitas ever used the phrase, it's Dignitastic?
Dignitastic.
Don't think so.
They should call me.
Sure, it's top of their priority list. Give Simon a call. He's going to write Dignitastic in 400 point impact and put it on a sign outside.
Dignitastic!
Everything should be in 400 point impact. Steph, how have you been?
I'm good. I had a really kind of weird week, which is nice.
Yeah.
Trying to think where to begin.
How about Thursday?
Thursday.
Start at the end and work backwards.
Start at the end.
Right,
start today and go backwards.
Let's memento this shit, okay?
Hold on, I'm going to have to come up with a list of the things I did. No, it was mainly because I had Monday off because I was at home, which was nice. Well, I say at home, one of my many homes. This was my home in Leicester, not my home in Switzerland or the Channel Islands.
Put a pin on that.
What, come back to it?
Yeah, I want to come back to it.
All right. I had a really busy Saturday, so got up, drove Nicola to rugby, went immediately to town, got a haircut, had lunch with Matt, took a bunch of photos around York, which was cool. Then went and did some filming with my friend Luca. We speed carved pumpkins. I suppose we can put the link in the thing. I don't know. I don't know how this podcast malarkey works.
We can put links in.
Can we put links in?
We can do links. Yeah.
But yeah, he's bumping us on his channel, so we might as well bump him. And then immediately thought, okay, I'm covered in pumpkin. I need to go home and get changed. Got a phone call from Nick. Went and picked up all her crap. Got home. Had a phone call from Mum. Then eventually got into a shower at like 9 o'clock. Got out of the shower 9:20. Nick's like, come and have a drink with us. So ran into town, had a drink with them. And I didn't go home till like 11. Also, I've come to the conclusion when you've had a bit to drink, the nicest thing to eat in the evening? Subway. Like, if you've been drinking, you know how people go for kebabs or burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I had a turkey sandwich. Turkey sandwich, a ton of cheese on it with olives and pickles. Oh, it was good.
Yeah, with those,
I want that sandwich again. It's the kind of sandwich you sit down and you're like, oh, I wish I could just eat more of you.
There's in Doncaster, when I used to go out with my my friends back from there, there was we usually end up in Walkabout, as was I assume the tradition.
Because it's Doncaster.
Because it's Doncaster, and where else is there to go if you just don't want to go to an awful, awful club? And right outside Walkabout, when you leave, is a Subway, and so we frequently got 2 a.m. sandwiches. It was great. So a Subway melt at 2:30 when you're walking home is lovely. That was also the time I got asked by a prostitute if I was willing to have oral sex performed on me.
You're willing to have oral sex performed on you?
Were they literally her words?
No, they weren't her words. It's like, you're right, love, do you want a blowjob?
Oh, okay. That's still in the realm of bluntness. I thought it would be like, you're right, you want to have a good time, and maybe she had, like, I don't know, fucking Mario Kart and a spare controller.
You have a good time? Yeah, you can be Luigi.
Damn it! The lesser brother.
The lesser brother.
Now he gets the Death Star now.
Yeah. Should I've never played any of the Luigi's Mansions. Are they any good?
Yeah, I played through the first one numerous times because for the longest time, it was the only game we had for the GameCube other than Smash Brothers. I used to remember thinking that game took forever to complete, but now I can beast through it in a few hours. It's a really good game, though, and I've played a few hours of the sequel on 3DS. It's good, but I'm at a really difficult point where I have to face three ghost bosses at the same time, and I kept dying, and I rage quit, so I should go back at some point. But they're very good. Second one develops the puzzle aspects, I think, a lot quicker than the first one. I think the first one almost feels a bit survival horror-y at the beginning, because you're kind of walking around this house. You've only just realized you inherited, looking for your brother. But my favorite thing about Luigi's Mansion on GameCube was I discovered if you press A at any point during the game, Luigi cycles through a few, like, Mario! 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 And just like these three Marios, you just keep hammering A as you're walking around, he's calling out for Mario.
Does that have any mechanic attached to it, or is it literally just a sound file and nothing more?
It's just three sound files that play with if you just want to press A and shout Mario. It's really like a really nice touch. I quite enjoyed going back to it. Yeah, but no, yeah, they're really good. I enjoyed them.
I should probably pick those up at some point.
You see, I would, but I've never owned a Nintendo console that wasn't a handheld.
I often wonder if at the end of those games, Mario should appear and say, all right, look, you saved me, it's all good. I'll just turn my back, you can have a go on Peach.
Well, no, because Luigi has Daisy.
Does he, though, or does Daisy have Luigi?
You're implying Luigi's, you know, gimped up a la Pulp Fiction and Daisy
I'm not suggesting anything, I'm just, you know, saying maybe it's a different relationship than we all thought.
Well, all the Nintendo relationships are quite sexless.
See, the thing is, I don't think they're sexless so much as, like, there's just subtext we're not seeing.
Like Peach inviting Mario to a castle for cake.
Yeah.
But, you'd have thought the police would have stepped in by now and, like, taken care of Bowser.
I'd have thought it'd just be... You see, it's the same argument I have with Batman and the Joker. There is a point at which keeping the Joker alive is detrimental. It's like, he's supposed to be a hero and all that, but really, killing him will save so many lives in the long run. And it's the same with Bowser. It's like, there's going to be a point where he gets a death sentence.
Or at least 25 to life.
But the thing, like, with Batman, there are so many other people Batman could turn to and say, you know, it might be against my ethics, but if I turn around and you shoot the Joker in the face...
Who am I to stop you?
Yeah, you know.
Maybe
he just, like, throws his, like, Joker lethal injection pouch from his utility belt across to Gordon, and just like, you know, I'm just going to go pop for a coffee.
Yeah. Filled up with bat sodium pentothal.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I know it's a comic, and everyone I tell this to is going, you're looking at it too hard. It's like, maybe I am. But it's built on the principle that, you know, he does whatever is needed for the greater good. You know, he sacrifices himself for the good of the city. Really, you just call Superman, like, just throw that guy into the sun.
just look at him intently and melt him.
What's your, like, you imagine the conversation. So who's your big villain? Oh, it's a guy who dressed up like a clown. Oh, so no superpowers at all. No, he's just a clown. Everything's sort of funny to him. But, you know, with all my strength, I can't intimidate. So, like, have you tried just, like, shooting him? Well, there's not really... Look, I could throw him into the sun for you. I mean, it's hardly a challenge. Like, I could be there in 30 seconds, punch, throw, done.
It's right? Basically the scene from Austin Powers where Scott is just like, I've gun in my room, yeah. I'll get my gun and we'll shoot him together.
But it's the same thing with, like, in the third Batman film, it's like, we've got a bomb and someone in here, this is the detonator, and then... But you think, well, it's the DC universe where the Flash exists. And the second is like, this is the detonator, and then the Flash is combined, the detonator's gone. It's like, oh... well, we'll still kill. Wait, that's super. Oh, we're all dead. So it's like.
Hang on. When you said that, I know it's a comic and that means it doesn't. Like, it's possible to read too much into it. Shouldn't a comic, as a medium that creates a fictional universe, have a certain self consistency to its universe?
And that's fine. Like, it has a consistency. He never kills anybody. And I get that. But. Obviously, I'm much more of the Punisher than I am a Batman kind of guy.
Like, you're much more of a super villain type.
I'm not a villain. I just think that, you know, the amount of damage that the fucking Joker's done is way exceeds keeping him alive. Hit him with a car. Like,
just pick up the Batmobile and twat him in the face.
You live in Gotham. Like, just go and get a gun. It's hardly like a challenge. Knock him out, pick up his gun and shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
Then shoot Harley Quinn, then shoot Bleed Two Face.
I think you find it's one face and two half face.
But,
no, it's a comic Simon sent me a while ago.
I'm going to have to dig up the link to that.
Yeah.
I?
Yeah, you are now. No, it's Two Face explaining how he's not actually Two Face, he's actually one face made up of two half faces. Yeah. Which I agree. But I don't know, like, you think about the rest of, like, the Batman, the other cadre of Batman villains, and it's like, they don't do, like, they don't really do that much damage. You know, the Riddler's just a bit of a smart ass.
What I like to think is that all of the Batman villains are the villains that the superheroes can't be asked to deal with. It's like, oh, there's Two-Face, well, what does he do? Well, he's got a gun and then he flips a coin and decides who to kill. It's like, oh, that's good, you can deal with him. I'm going to deal with this guy who literally sucks the life out of the planet.
Well, that's always interesting me about the superhero supervillain balance for the different characters across DC and Marvel. And like the supervillains are typically run along the similar theme to the heroes. So, like Spider-Man, typically, like majority of his nemeses are animal based. You've got Doc Ock, Lizard, Kraven the Hunter hunts animals, and then if you look at their arch nemesis. It's just like a reflection of them, but stronger and super evil, like Venom is Spider-Man, but the black evil Spider-Man. But then you look at like Batman's villains have like nothing to do with like fear or. I mean, some of them are animalistic, but still, it's like you have a guy who's into duality, a guy who really likes riddles. You've got a guy who's basically like a giant crocodile. You've got a mad clown and his sexy psychiatric nurse.
You've got a guy who kills on specific dates in specific ways.
Yeah,
that's fairly easy to
actually,
spot.
No.
Oh, Calendar Man.
Yeah.
Batman's cadre of villains is based on terrible puns of their not villain names. They're given their forename and surname. Like,
yes.
Calendar Man is what was it? Julian Gregory Day.
Yeah.
Who else? Riddler is Edward Nygma. Enigma, yeah, of course.
hang on. When I jokingly said Calendar Man, is that actually who it is?
Yeah, seriously, it's actually his name.
I was taking the piss because no comic writer would obviously be that stupid.
Oh, the DC Universe was. I mean, it's like a golden kind of a golden age kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just he basically commits themed crimes on the specific day of the year.
So, oops, Christmas, time to watch out for Calendar Man. It's like, where's Julian Day? Get him into jail now.
Yeah, it's exactly like, you know, a public holiday is coming up. Fucking put Julian Day in jail. It's like the Joker thing. It's like, you just need to watch him on specific, like, do you think he, Calendar Man, ever gets really pissed off on just like a regular Wednesday? It's like, oh, I want to commit a crime, but, I missed Bank Holiday Monday because I was visiting my parents. Ah, oh, fucking hell.
Do you think Calendar Man... Jesus, I can't believe we're calling that. They only referred to the Golden Age because everything was covered in piss. Do you think they referred to Calendar Man? No. Calendar Man. What's the chance that on when it's, like you said, a Wednesday, he's like, oh, I really want to commit a crime. Like it's December the 23rd or something. Do you think he exploits the fact that somewhere in the world, such as Australia, it is already Christmas Eve?
No, I think he'd probably...
It's like the Labor Day killings, the laziest killings in the world.
No, I think he'd probably look for those...
it's the Bank Holiday Monday slaughter.
I was going to say he probably exploits like the Movember. It's like, oh, I want to commit a crime in November, but I've just missed Bonfire Night. It's like, ah, I'll do a mustache-themed crime while it's National Prostate Cancer Awareness.
What is mustache-themed crime involved?
He probably just put a mustache on and rob a bank. Because he typically just robs banks on public holidays.
Make steel mustaches and use them as throwing stars.
If they're that painful, why would you store them on your mustache? Or as your mustache?
So you can attack when you sneeze.
It's like, aha! Enemies! I will just quickly snort all this pepper. Hold on. Don't move. Don't move for about 40 seconds.
Yeah. I've got to say, probably the worst villain, in my opinion, is the Flash's arch nemesis, Captain Boomerang.
I thought it was the Gorilla. I'm not so up on my DC Universe.
Well, I know the antithesis of Flash is Professor Zoom, who's basically just a guy who has the same powers.
Professor Zoom!
I really wish I was kidding.
Oh my god. Where's Admiral Aperture when you need him?
Fucking hell. Like bloody Call of Duty outside. It's ridiculous. Sorry.
Is your window a
Gorilla
portal
Grodd
into Afghanistan?
Or Gorilla Grood, I don't know which one it is. How do you pronounce that? It's Grodd, because Grood's a thing.
Is it?
He's like a hyper-intelligent gorilla.
Fucking hell. Are we still in DC Universe here?
This is still DC.
DC Universe sucks.
Yeah, because this is my perspective as an outsider, that I can see that the two main universes are DC and Marvel. And Marvel goes for, like, some crazy shit, like Hulk and all that jazz. I literally can't remember any others right now. But it owns it. It's like, yes, we are creating this fantastical universe with all these crazy people in, and what are you going to do about it? And DC... isn't doing that. It's going, well, we made this guy who's like really strong, but he works at a newspaper, and he has a cape, and ooh, we looked at the periodic table of elements and found one that looked weird, and we pretended we made a planet out of it. And isn't there that thing where Superman has problems when he's around kryptonite, but the planet was made out of kryptonite?
Yeah.
Is it not obvious that that's really stupid?
I think it's explained. I'm not saying I know it. I think it's explained by, like, he's been away for so long, he's become accustomed to Earth. So now he's just allergic to his home planet, which I know is bollocks.
Well, no, because I thought it was because the planet exploded, then it became irradiated, and then they just kind of flew at Earth.
Well, surely it's the fact that it's irradiated rather than the fact it's made of friggin' kryptonite.
It's a radiated kryptonite is the issue.
Okay, also, so if it's a non-irradiated kryptonite.
Well, that's the thing. There isn't any non-irradiated kryptonite because the entire planet, which I assume is the only source of kryptonite. I know, I had to share that one.
What the fuck is this, bollocks?
The what?
Lenny Fiasco was a college classmate of Bruce Wayne and was continually mocked by his fellow students for all the mistakes he made in class.
Oh God.
That's terrible. They could eliminate all evidence from a crime scene. Fucking number two pencil.
You know, actually, you know what? If we change the backstory of the eraser, we could come up with a new line of supervillains. Team Photoshop.
Oh, God.
Say hello to the paint bucket, who, well, he just kind of pours buckets of paint everywhere. The flood fill, who performs genocide by altering the course of rivers.
I'm sure that's probably a Batman villain already. I've just stumbled across the Sewer King. He's a minor foe of Batman. He's a staff-carrying, sewer-dwelling villain with an army of runaway children he uses as pickpockets.
Wow. I genuinely thought you were going to say he was part rat and had some turtles as friends there.
I was wondering that. I was like, is this a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles crossover?
No, there is a Batman villain called the Rat Catcher.
Is he part rat?
No, he just catches rats.
Good, because that would be a contradiction in terms.
Oh, that's so dumb. It's like the ventriloquist. That's a fucking dumb.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Cursed, what's it?
The cursed dummy, yeah.
The cursed dummy, potentially. Well, this seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is Batman is shite.
Kind of is.
I remember that Batman the Animated Series was a really good cartoon, but that's because it was just really well directed.
you ran us through the opening scene, didn't you?
I didn't, but I did.
Oh, you sent me the link, yeah.
Yeah, can we drop that on the show notes? We may have done that before, but I don't mind doing it again.
But yeah, I mean, at least, going back to my original point, at least the Marvel Universe has some sense of consistency with their villains. Like, all of Hulk's villains are the results of gamma radiation. All of Spider-Man's are animal-themed. All of Captain America's are something to do with the Nazis or the Cold War or just, you know, historical battles and shit like that. All of Thor's are Asgard-based. It's just, it all seems to make sense. But, like, the DC villains are just weird.
It's just like,
and I kind
it's like
in a way.
Throw a dictionary to the wall and see what sticks.
It really is. I mean, there's
You see, I think the DC universe would work if it didn't take itself seriously.
But like if it was just a genuine.
If it was like, I don't know, say The Tick or Mystery Men or something like that.
Yeah.
That could work. Because that's the kind of process they're using to create these characters.
But like I say, most of it seems to come from the fact that they have a great pun like Julian Gregory Day, and it's like, calendars! Fucking calendars! Right! We're onto something, guys!
What's day?
No! My one weakness, daylight savings!
I must really mess up Calendar Man.
You're an hour early.
No!
Yeah, turns out that UTC was actually a secret project to sort this out. Time zone jokes brought to you by the mess of time zone conversion I've had to deal with at work.
I'm so sorry for you.
Can we go back? Are we done with DC Universe? Does anyone have anything else they want to say?
No, I'm good. Just read Marvel instead. It's so much better.
Yeah, my outsider perspective would say the same. I want to go back to that pin I put into the
Channel Islands.
Channel Islands. And I don't know why I put it in the Channel Islands, because it's not the Channel Islands I want to talk about. It's the Isle of Man. Because,
well, nice segue. Carry on.
Thanks. It wasn't intentional. I just forgot where things were.
It's okay. Carry on.
I had an urge earlier today to go visit the Isle of Man.
Any particular reason?
No. What does that urge feel like? Like a sudden compulsion? You just stood up in the middle of the office and went, I'm going to the Isle of Man.
I did it on a Skype conversation rather than out loud, but yeah, it was pretty much just that. I'll give you the context. I did mention that I'd taken a different route home because I'm exploring different ways to get to and from work, partly because I may be moving next year, keeping the same job, but moving to somewhere else. And I would just like to try new routes. I don't want to just take the same A-roads over and over again and be like, oh, there's traffic.
Via the Isle of Man?
Hold on. I'm getting there.
Okay.
So I was talking with a coworker about different routes, and she was telling me the route she took, and I was pointing out how that was similar to this other route I was trying, and so on and so forth. And as part of that, I brought up Google Maps just to get some kind of viewable map in which we could discuss certain options for commuting. And once that conversation had just reached its natural conclusion, I still had the tab open, and I just started looking around at stuff, and I'm like, oh, there's the Isle of Man. That's where that is. I want to go there. The Isle of Man has its own roads. It has its own A1 and A2 and A3, and it's kind of cute. It feels like a sort of mini England. And I want to know what the deal is with the Isle of Man. Like, why does someone living there bother to stay there? I've just opened Google Maps. Why is it focused on...
Racing.
Racing. I've been told that. Racing what?
Superbikes, cars, a whole bundle.
A whole bundle of cars taped
together.
It's
one of the Isle of Man TT. It's one of the most terrifying races. It's a motorcycle event that's on the Isle of Man. It's a horrific event. I don't even know how many people have died doing it.
Wow.
Let me see. So safety and danger. TT races are extremely dangerous because riders achieve high speeds on very narrow, twisting streets, roads, and lanes flanked by stone walls and buildings. So essentially, because it's essentially a village across the entire island, they race on the streets. So it's like the Monaco Grand Prix,
mm-hmm.
but because it's all country roads, it's done with bikes, and they do something like 120 miles an hour.
What?
The worst year of fatalities, according to Wikipedia, was 1970 when 6 riders lost their lives at the TT.
Jeez.
Yeah. The last one, I think, was... Is that 2012? 2013.
In 2013, a rider lost control on the first lap of the Senior TT and his machine impacted with spectators near to the bottom of Bray Hill, close to the start area on the outskirts of Douglas. 11 were injured.
Yeah, I want to go and see it, and you can watch it. It is thoroughly terrifying. But it's not just... So they do... So the Senior TT is older races. They've got the Superbike, which is super, super, super fast. The most interesting one is a sidecar race, because they have to throw themselves across the bike and across the sidecar to try and turn, because the center of gravity is so different.
What?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look at the average speeds, I mean, you're looking at something like 129 miles an hour. It's madness.
Canal.
Yeah, it's 132 miles an hour for the superbike. Yeah, it's genuinely ridiculous. When it's on next, you should come around and watch it with me. I've got it on. I can put it on Eurosport.
Sweet, I'm up for that. I mean, have I told you why I can't ever get into F1? Why I can never watch F1?
It's because after the first 5 minutes, it's ridiculously boring.
It's because it's forever ridiculously boring because I've played Trackmania and now my standard of what is acceptable is far too high. I want loops. I want twists. I want turns. I want floating pieces of track. I want 3-digit speeds. I want cars to be upside down. As part of the design. I want loops. I just want the loops.
Because Becky's a big fan of F1. I've obviously been watching pretty much every race this season.
But it's too flat.
Well, no, because the way she explained it to me, as a complete noob, was that, oh yeah, and they basically have this boost button that they can press in like these power-up zones. It's like, okay, I'm interested.
That's a really glammed-up version of what it actually is, you realize.
I know, but I was like... Okay, so tell me more about this boost power the cars have. Do they have any other power-ups? What about a spin attack or a blue shell?
Missiles.
Save points.
You see, I've always been into MotoGP just because my dad's into bikes and he watches that all the time. So I've grown up watching that. And that's I find that more fun to watch than Formula One.
Yeah.
Simply because the level of how close they get to each other is insane. I mean, you look in the F1, you're like, yeah, they're really close, but this is actually, they touch knees like as they go around the corner. You're like, people punching each other on bikes. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But yeah, when it's next on, you can come around here and we'll watch it.
You see, I'm making all these exclamations of incredulity, but I really want to watch this now.
It's fascinating to watch. I mean, you have to be prepared for something terrible to happen, but I don't think anything terrible has happened recently, I think. Don't know. Let me see. Deaths in vamp for me for a minute.
That's all right. Well, I've been looking at There's a Wikipedia page entitled List of Snaefell Mountain Course Fatal Accidents.
Oh, maybe someone died this year.
These are all people who have died doing one of the Isle of Man street race courses. And that goes from 1911 up to... three people this year. A total of 245. Most of them in 05, it seems. Just a lot of people died.
Two people died this year.
In MotoGP.
In the TT. Ooh, what the fuck?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, look at that graph.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like... You don't want any of those bars to exist.
No. Wow, I feel like we brought us down.
No, that's fine. It's not us that died. And that's just fatal accidents involving competitors, by the way. There's whole other sections for list of fatal accidents involving race officials, during parade lap, during unofficial testing on public roads, accidents to race officials on public roads, to bystanders next to course. Well, there's only one of those, so... it's not okay. It's a lot less bad. Fatal accidents involving spectators during other events.
All right, I'm calling this here before we all get really depressed.
No, that's it. I'm done looking at the page of people who died.
Good.
Although I am now looking at the page for the Snaefell Mountain course itself.
Stop looking at deaths!
These aren't deaths, this is just about the course in general. There aren't many pictures, but there are a lot of words, and I can't really deal with that balance while recording a podcast. So, close tab. But yeah, MotoGP. I'm interested. I wouldn't mind getting into a spectator sport. I've always held the opinion that you shouldn't watch any sport that you don't play yourself, but I've come to realise that my opinion on sport cannot be trusted in any way, shape, or form. So, yeah. Let's give it a shot.
Brilliant. Party at my house.
Oh, yeah.
You're all invited. I mean, not you. You. The pretty one.
Oh, what am I going to wear?
Incidentally, the Isle of Man is my answer to the question, when people go, no man's an island.
Right, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. The Can Laughter Salon is now closing due to limited stocks of shampoo. Styling as afro as Mark.
What do you mean you found a comb in there? No, it wasn't a fashion statement. I was in a hurry this morning. I look like a fucking fool now.
Grooming his reverse mohawk is Simon.
Now you see, this looks like a haircut, but it's actually a mobile modern art installation. I call it, no, my lawnmower, come back.
And twirling his pigtails has been me, Steph. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to give us some feedback on iTunes, that'd be great. Also, tell your friends. That'll keep Mark happy. Bye.
On A2, A3.
Fucking hell, sorry.
Sorry, what?
Some idiots outside just threw a... Cut this out. Some idiot outside just threw a firework at a car.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Fucking morons. Yeah, that's right. Fuck off, dickheads. Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
All right.